The Daily News article audio. Today in top stories, Thai officials seize over 200 tons of electronic waste illegally imported from the U.S. Thai officials said they seized 238 tons of illegally imported electronic waste from the United States at the port of Bangkok, one of the biggest lots they've found this year. The waste, which came in 10 large containers, was declared as mixed metal scrap, but turned out to be circuit boards mixed in a huge pile of metal scrap, said Thiraj Athanavanich, Director General of the Customs Department. It was found in a random inspection. A UN report last year said electronic waste is piling up worldwide. Some 62 million tons of electronic waste were generated in 2022, and that figure is on track to reach 82 million tons by 2030, the report said. It said only 22% of the waste was properly collected and recycled in 2022, and that quantity is expected to fall to 20% by the end of the decade due to higher consumption, limited repair options, shorter product life cycles, and inadequate management infrastructure. Thiraj said Thai authorities are looking to press charges, including falsely declaring imported goods, illegally importing electronic waste, and planning to return the waste to its country of origin. It's important that we take action on this kind of goods, he said. There are environmental impacts that are dangerous to the people, especially communities around factories that might import these things for processing, then recycling. Electronic waste creates huge health hazards. Many components are laden with lead and mercury, cadmium and other toxins. Recyclers are after gold, silver, palladium and copper, mainly from printed circuit boards. But lax controls mean that facilities often burn plastics to release encased copper and use unsafe methods to extract precious metals. Thailand passed a ban on the import of a range of electronic waste products in 2020. The cabinet in February approved an expanded list of the banned waste. Soonthorn Kaosawang, Deputy Director General of the Department of Industrial Works, said officials suspected at least two factories in Samut Sakhon province, which borders Bangkok, are involved in importing the waste. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.